Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. So today we are going to work on connecting to our magnetic heart desires, and that's extremely special. I'm really looking forward to today's transmission because it is going to help so many of us understand the difference between envies, things that we think we want, we desire, and the real, true magnetic desires that are seeds planted by our souls here to guide us to manifest our highest destiny with greater ease at a faster pace, in a way. So many of us often say, this is what I want, where is it? Am I on the right path? When is it going to happen? Today, it will be all about that. So this 3 days is really 3 steps to Quantum Leap. And I really want you to feel into that understanding that to be able to Quantum Leap, it is important to first let go of the old, or at least, which is the most important, having the desire to let go of the old. There are so many different angles that we can take to talk about quantum leaping, to understand the dynamics of quantum leaping. So when we are fully present in the moment, fully anchored within our heart portal, which is the center point of our fractal, the fractal with the center point in itself, it means that when we call all of our energy in the present moment, we can call the zero point of creation. That happens through meditation practices because you have to be fully present in the now. We cannot call the zero point of creation walking down the street, talking with our spirit guides, because that's actually a quantum dynamic. To be able to enter zero point of creation, to collapse timelines, to have access to our full multidimensionality, we have to be 100% present consciously here with the mind not moving in the past or in the future. So in itself, it is already spiritual practice that can take years, if not even a lifetime, just to be able to silence the mind, to be present into the zero point of creation. This is something that we do, that we anchor when we work with my High Council as part of the activations, trend channeling activations and activations that we do in bigger events or one-on-one in the different containers. So there is all of these steps that we put in place where we can enter the zero point of creation. So it means that we have information, that you can have information about all of you, your multidimensionality, alternate realities, parallel life, and therefore the whole of the information network that you are gets uplifted very easily to a new higher reality, higher identity, because we can send, or you can send if you do that by yourself, of course, you can send the information through your entire network. So this is not something that we practice or that we do in this challenge, but it is something that you can learn to do by yourself as you meditate, as you are fully present in the moment, and you can ask simply your team and your soul to enter the zero point of creation. So everything that you are activating during the meditation also benefits the whole of the network. So this is what we're going to do, for example, during the Golden Phoenix Trilogy, which is my event starting during the month of October, which is 3 sessions here to completely recalibrate your field through the phases of destruction, recalibration, rebirth, working with the Golden Phoenix to uplift the whole of your higher self, the whole of your oversoul network, multidimensional network, so you can experience a completely new reality. Okay, So the techniques that I teach here are techniques that are applicable, that are practical, that are easy to implement every day. And the three steps that we share with you during this challenge are the three steps that are the foundation of quantum leaping, which is always getting rid of the old. And getting rid of the old is not necessarily the destruction that we could understand as, you know, like we bump something, we burn something, and it is never there any longer. It is more the destruction, the letting go of the attachment to suffering, the attachment to pain, the attachment to an outdated identity. It is understanding how our human somehow has this love and hate relationship with certain aspects of the self, certain aspects of life, that therefore keep on magnetizing, on perpetuating situations that we consciously dislike. When we open the vortex of the heart, we realize that because we are multidimensional, we are multifaceted. And for that reason, it is very possible, and actually this is what happens, for us to experience a multitude of emotions regarding one experience. So we can hate being single, we can hate being broke, we can hate being in pain. But there is a part of our humor that also loves it for all the things that we get when we are in these templates. Getting to understand toxic attachment, to release that, to let go of that through bringing all of that within your own angelic wings, within your own heart portal. The second step that we talked about today is connecting to our magnetic heart desires. And that is a really exciting step, because the first step, let's face it, it can be a little bit like, oh, I'm just like, this is not nice to discover these things about myself, but I do it with courage and gratitude, because everything that is being brought up into the light eventually serves me. But today it is a lot more like, yay, you know, it's so exciting because I get to really connect to something that instantly makes me feel expensive. I don't know if you remember, but yesterday we talked about having this part of ourselves that is being turned on by density, being really activated. So nearly like through pleasure, even though pain is there. It's like, what is the pleasure? What am I getting from this situation that I dislike so much? So we work with the body, with feeling the body being activated. Today, it is even more powerful because we feel also the turn on that we have in our body. And this time it is more powerful because we can feel it more easily, because it is more pure. It is not tinted with this love and hate relationship. It is tinted with the language of our soul, the soul saying, yes, yes, this is exactly what we are here to experience on this planet. This is our highest destiny. And because it is a yes, because it is literally what we are walking towards, what we are leaping into, that the body has this reaction of expansion. It's like a fuck yes from our soul, a fuck yes from our body, and our human also wants it. Here, though, they say that there is also subtleties, because remember, the heart of human can perceive many different emotions at once. So when we connect to a magnetic heart desire or any kind of desire, let's just talk about desires for now. When we talk about a desire, for a moment, we're going to feel really excited about it, but then other feelings rush in, and those feelings are unpleasant feelings, because there will be the feelings that are coming along with the thoughts of, it's impossible to get that. I'll never meet my person. I will never have enough money to do all of that. How can I do all of that? I've been in pain, struggling with this health, this physical condition for so long. How could I even imagine living without it? And then it's like, we get deflated. 2 days ago, I listened to a podcast. And this podcast is a podcast from Matthew Hussey. You might have heard of him. He's quite famous. He's a love relationship coach. And in this podcast, he was for an hour and 15 minutes, I think, talking to a really amazing woman. And they were talking about being single, looking for the person, you know, trying all the things to meet the one, and then eventually meeting the one. And I was really blown away by the information that came through, but also by the energy of that woman. Because she was sharing that for 7 years, she was single. And for 7 years, she relentlessly looked for the one. And what struck me, and I have goosebumps all over, and that's always a good sign, you know, like being able to channel something or feeling inspired to share something and having the goosebumps, it's always like, oh, that's very potent, very aligned there. And what she was sharing is that never once she doubted that she was going to meet him. She was saying, it's just numbers. The more you meet, the more people you meet, the more chances you have to meeting the person. She's like, it's simple mathematics, all right? And so she was saying that she basically was on all the dating apps. She would, you know, tell all her friends, all her family members, random strangers. She was saying that sometimes she would be on the flight, on the plane, talking to her neighbor. And then she really liked the neighbor. And she would ask the neighbor, oh, do you have a son my age? Because I'm single. And all of these things. And I was like, wow, she really went for it. But also what really impressed me was her attitude towards it. She says that she never allowed herself to be deflated ever. When she would go on a few dates, when she would, kind of like get attached or interested in someone and then realize that it was not the person that was meant to be there for her or that it was not working, she could feel herself going down and, you know, her human trying to basically be very gloomy and resentful toward her magnetic heart desires to connect with her beloved. She would write in a journal all the things that she was calling in, that she was 100% certain. She was sure that he was out there. She was like, you are not that guy, but you are that guy that treats me this way, that's gonna, when we're gonna meet, we're gonna do all of these amazing things together. And I thought that is mind blowing because 7 years is a long time. It's a long time to feel a magnetic heart desires and to relentlessly every single day take actions towards it. And now she's been in a long-term relationship for a while. So this is why she's sharing this with her audience now. But I'm sharing this with you because I would like to be inspired by that woman as well in the pursuit of my magnetic desires, because I am also at fault of feeling deflated, of finding all the excuses that my mind can find. And sometimes my human is like a very good excuse to say that is not going to happen for me. So type yes in the comments if you can relate to you agreeing with certain limitations and belief systems that are present within your human into saying you will never get that. Observe that your human often will take excuses from childhood wounds, traumas, like I was heartbroken, my father left. I'm not responsible of that. My father left, you know, all of these wounds, this trauma, my parents got divorced, or like my parents never had money, or I have been in pain since I had that accident, since I had that illness, so it's never gonna go away. Or like, you know, everybody is getting sick right now. You know, it's completely normal to age ungraciously, to age and be in pain, to age and not have any energy, no vibrancy. That's the way things are, and drain. It's written in the numbers. How often do we take society as an excuse for all our misery? It's because of the government. It's because of the health system, the school system. We take excuses And it is not to say that, of course, you know, like there is not a certain level of objective observation of things that are not aligned, you know, to the truth of the divine beings that we are, that are happening out there. But we are not here to be the victim of those systems, to be the victim of our belief systems. We are here to say, I see you, and I will burn you down. You are a toxic attachment. So we go to step one. It's like, why do I allow myself to buy into this belief? What do I get from it? Where does it come from? How can I burn it down? How can I release it and love it at the same time? Once upon a time, my grandmother and my grandfather met. It was just before the war. They fell in love and they knew they were made for each other. They got engaged. And what happened? The war started. My grandfather then went into the war. He was also into the resistance. So like groups of people that do underground things, you know? And one day he just disappeared. And, you know, back then, of course, you know, no internet, nothing. For 3 years, my grandmother had no news of her beloved. And you know what she did? Never once she believed he was gone forever. Never once did she think he was dead. She was 100% sure. She told me that she knew it in her bones, that he was alive, that they were going to be together, and that they're going to have lots of babies and a very happy life. Imagine that. It is the same as the other story of the woman I shared before, who said, never once did I doubt that it was meant to happen for me. I am blown away because now it's like we text, oh, he hasn't answered my message in 2 days. He doesn't care. 3 years, no words. It's amazing, isn't it? This magnetic desire was more than just a wish, an envy, a desire. If it was not really this magnetic inner knowing that it was even beyond a desire, it was a destiny. Without that, she might have, you know, met someone else or fall into depression or just completely forget about him and not believe in him anymore. But no, that was part of her soul, of her heart, of her destiny. And yes, when he came back, they got married and had many babies. They had 8 children. So that's absolutely amazing. So how can we find inspiration outside of ourselves to use that as a fuel instead of, they say, instead of plugging into the limitations, into the fears? Because the data that we receive from our environment, we can choose which data, which information, which experience we are bringing into our field. So here they say, be very mindful of what you plug into. Listen and look for happy stories of people that have manifested what it is that you desire. Love, relationship, health, and thanks to today's society, social media, the internet. Thanks to that, we can read hundreds, thousands of stories like that. I love having that. I follow people on Instagram just because they have manifested something that I'm looking to manifest. When we really allow ourselves and maybe take a moment here to simply take a few breaths, let's make it like an embodied experience from this. So just take a few breaths. Exhale deeply. Inhale, inhale, exhale. Inhale, inhale, exhale. And one more time. Inhale. Inhale, pause on top of the inhale. And exhale. Now we invite you to bring into your awareness a desire that you have had for a long time but that has not manifested. It is not present. bringing this into your heart and feel that your heart is opening up like a rose or like a lotus flower, welcoming this thought within itself. And as the thought, the feeling of this desire that you have that has not manifested yet is coming into your heart, allow the heart to open up more. So it is getting bigger. And so now we are simply going to ask your heart to allow itself to feel all the emotions, all the feelings together, everything being welcomed. And you can perceive that there might be a sense of feeling abandoned, rejected, feeling that you have lost something. Maybe there are feelings of frustrations or anger, or impatience, because it hasn't manifested yet. But it could also be feelings of longing, this deep longing. And as we say that, we feel in your body. Longing comes sometimes like a very strong core reaction deep in our belly. I long to have abundance, like so much money that I can relax and I don't have to worry all the time. I long to have a body that is vibrant, pain-free. I long to have amazing friends that I can just have a wine with or go for a walk with, and we just laugh so much and we can tease each other with love and we can support each other. I long to have the love of my life by my side and feel this deep in your core and allow yourself to feel this longing as a sweet, soft touch of grace interwoven with all the other feelings. With the pain for not feeling that. Allow your heart to open up so all feelings, all emotions are welcome. And ask the question, what am I truly feeling? What are my toxic attachments when it comes to manifesting this desire? What am I attached to? What am I getting for not having this in my life? What is it that my human enjoys for not having in this desire in my life? Maybe I get to be a victim. Maybe I inspire pity from others. Maybe I need the anger and the fire to feel that all of this energy rushing through my veins so I feel alive on this planet and not numb. Maybe I feel numb, which allows me not to feel the pain of being sometimes present on planet Earth where things are so crazy at times. Allow yourself to take some deep breath and to welcome all the experiences, the attachment, the awareness, everything that's being brought up from the subconscious, from the shadows into your conscious awareness. And allow yourself to feel relief, to be able to feel. When you feel, it means that you care. You care about your human life. You care about your life on this planet. You care about yourself. And allow yourself to feel how good that feels. When you can allow yourself to connect to a deep, deep magnetic desire and feel all the feelings, you allow yourself to perceive how good it is to be alive, how good it is to be human.
Take a few breaths here. Then you can open your eyes when you are ready. A lot is recalibrating in the field, we can perceive. And we would like to share about this that has been coming up that is quite important to understand here in terms of quantum dynamics of manifestation, quantum leaping into a new reality. Patience is power. This has been received from one of my mentors, Kaya Ra, during the program that I'm a part of called Mother Mary Speaks. So here I just want to honor Kaya Ra and Mother Mary for sharing this amazing wisdom around patience is power, because it really shifted my awareness around what patience is. Patience is power because patience is the ability to sit, meaning to relax in the moment, to be okay, and not only okay, but to be completely at ease in the grace of understanding divine timing. It is very much being present with life, being able to enjoy life as it is, as we have, like, we have created so much already. Like, look around you. Just in your house, or if you're in your car, wherever you are, you look at everything that you have manifested. It's a lot. It is a lot. Some people live on the streets. So many people in the world live on the streets, or they live in houses where you have 100 people living in a house, four-bedroom house, like in India, some places in India. We have computer, internet, technology. We have so many things. We have the clothes that we have, the body that we have. We might think nothing is perfect, etc. But let's say, okay, I still have been able to manifest a lot of amazing things. So when we are patient, we kind of like sit back and we allow ourselves to feel proud. It's like, I'm amazing, you know? I manifested all of this. I'm so powerful. It's just amazing. And we sit back and relax that. Knowing that the technology of our heart is so present when we are in this state of grateful appreciation, of grateful observation of the current reality that we have already manifested, then therefore it is much easier to connect to a magnetic heart desire. And when this magnetic heart desire comes, we know very well that it is not just a wish or like, you know, a bit of a desire that's not ours. We know very well because we can feel the emotions in our beings. This is the short meditation that I got you to do. You can feel all of that in your core. You can feel how much this desire moves you. That's a magnetic heart desire. That's a magnetic heart desire because you can feel yourselves vibrating with it, and yourselves, they vibrate with great excitement at the idea to have it, but also they cry a lot because it is not there, because it is missing in your life. So when we connect to that, we send a very strong signal. It's like we say it out loud. And here they say it's important to express it. To know your dreams, to know your desires, and to express it. Write it down, speak them out loud. This is what I want. This is what I dream about because it makes me feel this way. And feel it in your body. Feel how it makes you feel, you know, having this with you. Feel how it makes you feel to perceive yourself having it already, experiencing it in real life already. So you really express that clearly. And then patience is power, because what Mother Mary, speaking through Kaya Ra, was expressing is that we know that we are quantum beings, and we know also that God, Sophia, the universe, has our back. The greatest desire of the universe, of God, that we are, is to see our desires, our dreams manifesting. This is part of, you know, playfulness on this planet. So when we are surrendering into patience's power, we know very well that the signal of our heart has emitted that desire, that dream. And now the universe is literally working to create the architecture, the puzzle pieces, if you prefer, to make that picture, that puzzle, a reality. When we are impatient, we create an aggression. It's very much saying, I distrust you, I don't believe in you, I am angry because I don't have it now, something is wrong with me, something is wrong with you, something is wrong with society. It is very much the energetic blueprint of aggression. And, you know, I'm also guilty of being quite an impatient person. So that transmission was very powerful for me. Because they were saying, Mother Mary was saying that instead of placing our energy into impatience, we can place our energy into appreciation, gratitude, into presence in everyday lives, as well as placing the energy into repeating what it is that we want. We repeat that when we wake up, I don't know, lunchtime, when we drive in the evening, but then we go out and about with our days, knowing that the universe is organizing that. Why? Because through the principle of quantum resonance, the law of attraction, it is law for us to get it. We always get what we desire. Always. So the interesting trickery in it is that when we can relax completely in patience's power, is that things can move very fast. But when we are impatient, we continuously create this distortion of, on one hand, we want something very strongly, but on the other hand, we completely mistrust everything that's going to get it to us. So we create this distortion, this separation template in our field that keeps on. It's very much like the universe says, great, she wants it. She's very relaxed now. Step one, step two, step three, step four, bam. And then the universe comes, step one. Oh no, like she's very impatient. No, like she's moving her energy over there. And then, oh no, she's moving her energy over there. Let's wait. Oh, she's coming back into, alignment. Let's bring step one again. Let's bring step two. Oh no, she's moving into impatience. She's moving into judgment. She's moving into limitations, identifications with fear, identification with limiting beliefs, anger, frustration, all the things. Again, distortion in the field cannot come. So you see how when we can simply be patient, because we know very well that when we open, it's like opening up the field. It's an expression as well of an energy. It's like the energy is so open, it's so broad, that then we can start seeing all the, all the signs, that say it's coming your way. We start seeing all the numbers, the feathers on the ground. We can start, hearing a song. We can see something popping up on social. And we see so many signs like, ooh, it's coming my way. I'm impatient, but I'm also very patient. I practice patience and so on. So, of course, here we're sharing this with you because it is practice. Okay, this is practice. This is non-judgmental. It is an observation that humans, we are very impatient because also we feel the connection to our heart's desire so strongly that when the energy is coming towards us, so, for example, this morning I had a trance channeling session with some of my VIP clients, and one of them was talking about divine union. When is it going to happen? When is the guy? I've been doing all the thing. Where is the guy? When is he coming? The Arcturians were really much talking about that. It's like, he is there. Your divine union is there. Your money is there. Your health is there. Your friends are there already. They are present in this timeline that is very close to you, but that you have not merged with yet. So it creates this kind of exacerbation. It's like the volume is turned on within our energetic blueprint where we feel it is there, but it has not landed in the field yet. This is when we really have to hold our frequency, to stay aligned to, it is coming, I trust, I surrender. This is what I want, it is coming, I trust in surrender. Success is always there, the universe has my back, I have faith and I believe. because it means that then we become a vibrational match to that, and then bam, it lands in the field. When we feel that so strongly in our field, and we keep on saying, but it's not here, but it's not here, but it's not here, we push it away because we are not a vibrational match to that frequency. Because what we will do tomorrow is work with our future self that is already experiencing that reality. That future self that is experiencing that reality has all the feelings of experiencing it, all the emotions, all the appearance, the speech, you know, like the words, the mentality, the way she carries herself, everything. She is that. He is that already. So if we are like, then we are not that. Therefore, we move away and we push it away and we feel like we've lost something, that something has been taken away from us because there is distanciation with that timeline again. So the timelines are organized through parallel realities. These parallel realities are always present, always they're kind of coming and going depending on our vibrational point. Our vibrational point is set by our emotions, because thoughts create emotions. So even more powerful than our thoughts are our emotions. So when you feel, we'll say, not good, exacerbated, and so on, work with day one. Go within the heart portal. Feel what is going on. Do the inner work. Create that sacred space to do the work. But then don't stay there. Don't buy into that narrative. Your human is experiencing that. Your soul is a different aspect. Your soul is already living the reality of your dreams. And that is what you want to stay anchored into all the time. You observe the humans going through the processes. You are not the pain, the belief system. You are not that. You are the divine witness to that. The divine witness, the angels that say, it's okay. You are powerful beyond measure. You will heal from this. You are healing every day from this. You are capable, intelligent, beautiful, powerful. You are already rich. You are already abundant. You are already all the things. Keep believing in yourself. Keep moving forward. That is who you are. So when you can have this love rent towards yourself and your life, you anchor that vibrational point. You stay with it. This morning, for some reason, I woke up and I felt pissed off. I was so frustrated. I had the night, I think I was too hot, too warm, maybe.
So, yeah, I woke up feeling like that and I was like, this is so bizarre. Usually I wake up and I take some breath. I feel I've got really nice pillows. I love my pillows. I'm like, oh, this is so nice. It's like a cocoon. I'm waking up on planet Earth. Today's a great day. This is the challenge. And I woke up and I was like, but I did not know even, you know, why I was feeling like that. And I instantly observed it as the angel behind my human. Oh, look at my human, Sandrine. She's feeling very pissed off, very frustrated. And she wants to be angry at everything. And she wants to be a victim, you know, because yesterday something happened and I felt like the agency that rents my apartment is really not good, blah, blah, blah. They've been really good to me. But somehow I needed to feel people that were mean and that were creating a misery out of my life. I was observing all the needs of my human to do that. So I felt into it and I was like, nice. It's okay. It's okay to feel this way. What do you need right now to feel good? I need some fresh air. I walk every morning with my dog and several times a day, actually. As I walked, I just breathed. I did not try to understand why I was feeling pissed off, the hows and why. No, I did not try to find any meaning around that. I did not try to change it. I just breathed. I walked my daughter to her bus stop because she takes the bus to go to school. I was just with my breath and my dog. And I came back and was feeling so much better already. And this is how I kept continuing during my day. I did not identify with any of those feelings. So when I do that, I know that I maintain my vibrational point and very high level of frequency because I am a witness of my human experience. I do not try to bottle up my feelings, to bypass anything, to change anything. It is pure acceptance, but it is not identification to that. I am not that. That is something my human is purging. And so look at me now, like it's gone, you know, it's very, very good. Years ago, I have been swollen by that like a wave and create all of this tension in my field. So this is how we maintain our vibrational points. Okay. So the difference between our magnetic hand desires and simple envy will come into the realization that there are certain things that we are going to want and we think we want because it is popular and because it is part of also certain metric system, things that we hear a lot of around us. Some of us, we suffer to different degrees of fear of missing out. That can be a big one, you know? Fear of missing out, meaning that if we don't have that, it means something about us. I would love to invite you to realize that we need to really release the stories. There is a lot happening in the spiritual community around ascension process. So if you are ascending, it means that you must be very abundant, have a lot of money, you must be traveling the world, business or first class, you must be in divine union, you must have a spiritual business, you know, kind of things like that. Talk about pressure, you know, and no, it's not like anyone else is actually saying that, but we can witness a lot of that pressure happening. And you can type yes in the comment if you relate, because I've also felt that. Many years ago, my dream was to buy a tiny house and live in the countryside and have like this eco-friendly community where everybody was, you know, happily living together. And I cultivated that dream for a couple of years. I do not want it at all. This is so not me. This is utterly not me. Like, thank you very much. I love a big city. I very much like my own space. I do not want to share my space with anyone but me and my kids and my pets. And I love gardening. I love nature and so on, but I do not have time for this. It's not my timeline right now. I want to travel. I want to see the world. I want to have very little responsibility in terms of housing, because I don't think I will be staying in New Zealand for the rest of my life. My kids are here now, so I am happy to stay, but let's lighten up the load and so I can travel. I realized that I had wanted that because in the spiritual community, pretty much everyone I connect with, this is what they want. This is what they say they want. Not necessarily a tiny house, but live in a community, you know, hide in the woods, all the things. There's nothing wrong with that, of course. You know people who want that and are manifesting that. People are already living that. Fantastic. You know, this is the way of the future of creating micro-governance as well. But I had realized that simply I thought that it was my dream because everybody else wanted it and it felt like it was the spiritual thing to want. So it was a bit of like, identifying with people that, you know, had dreams that were not mine. So what happened is that I just simply kept on doing the work on feeling soul aligned, feeling who I am, feeling what it is that I want really, because that timeline was not manifesting. And I did not know how to create that. Of course it was not going to manifest because no, I cannot see how I could even live that way. That would not make me happy at all. So it did not manifest. So at times, the things that we think we want are not manifesting and will never manifest because they are not for our highest good. And that can be a hard pill to swallow. Because how do we know? We will know on our deathbed. It's literally that. We have until the moment we transition into another reality to work on manifesting our dreams. If it did not happen, was not meant to happen in this life. There is nothing wrong with it. Some people came to planet Earth to experience a life with no kids. with no abundance, with a body that struggles with illnesses and physical pain. Some people, they came on planet Earth with these things. So what we do is that we can alleviate that. We alleviate that. We can find more peace and happiness and gratitude for the moment, more healing into feeling all the good things that we can find in life, no matter that, no matter that architecture. But when we have very strong, powerful, deep desires in our heart that are meant to be manifested, we relentlessly work on activating those timelines. And we know the difference because the magnetic desires, they create this juicy feeling inside of ourselves. It is a physical response of being turned on. It's very much like a sexual response. It comes from the lower chakras. Because when the lower chakras go like, ooh, yes, that is anchoring it down into the earth. The lower chakras anchor the reality down. So if it's only a thought and a desire that is up there, that is maybe something that we pick. Like, I was never turned on by the idea of, you know, living in a community in a tiny house. I just thought it's practical. I can afford it. Everybody wants it. It must be good, you know, for like end of the world scenario. I will be nice communities and stuff like that. Never turned me on. Now, when I feel into some of my current dreams, which is to, you know, travel the world and meet my person, you know, meet my king, my beloved, that turned me on. I can feel my lower chakras. And this is what I want you to work with. I want you to really bring your dreams inside your heart. So this is the exercise that you can do after the transmission today. Take a moment to sit in your meditation at your altar, in your meditation corner, and then bring a dream inside and bring it into the lower belly, into your womb. If you are a man in your energetic womb, bring that down. Feel your lower chakra responding. And sometimes you don't feel anything. It does not mean that it's not a magnetic heart desire. It means that sometimes it's a new practice that you need to practice a couple of times. So it's kind of like the pieces of the puzzles click and then you can feel it, okay? So keep on bringing that in, into the lower belly, into the chakra. Feel your body reacting. Feel this juicy feeling coming up. It's like, yes, my whole being, my womb, my lower chakra, my legs, my body, my whole being, my heart, of course, also is expanding. My whole being vibrates with that desire. I can feel that there is so much expansion, much like, yes, yes, this is what I want. This is what we are looking for. Okay? So in itself, today's transmission would be nearly void of power. Because today's transmission goes hand in hand with yesterday's and tomorrow. So really, we're going to weave all of these things together. Because tomorrow, as we work with connecting with future self, with connecting with the power of the third chakra, the solar plexus, here to manifest, you know, when we work with that, it is way easier to connect to our deepest magnetic desires. I'm just going to tune in to see if anything else needs to be shared for today. Yes, they say, very good, very serious today, Sandrine. Always tendency to be serious. So they say, remember to have joy on the doing all of this, you know? We are here. The ultimate purpose, they say, is to be able to live with joy no matter what, unapologetically. So we don't have the money, we don't have that body, we don't have that boyfriend, we don't have this, this, and that. Let's be absolutely outrageously, scandalously joyful. Why? Because I can. I live in a shitty house, in a constantly painful body, all by myself with a dog and a cat. I don't have any friends. I don't have a boyfriend. Bring it on. I'm so freaking happy right now. My life is amazing. I'm joyful. I go out and dance. I can dance in my lounge. I can run naked in my garden. I can howl like a wolf under the moon. I can do whatever I want. I'm so free. This is the most revolutionary act that you can do on planet Earth right now, is being joyful no matter what, no matter the amount of pain that you can feel at time, no matter the amount of pain that humanity can be in. They say joy is the ultimate purpose. Joy never left you. It is always there. It is a child that is extremely joyful at a funeral, when someone is sick, when someone is dying, when someone is being brutalized. It's the child that says, I feel happy no matter what. The innocence, the purity of my connection with my soul, with my pure heart is so powerful. I still like it on earth. Everybody says I shouldn't. Everybody says that you shouldn't be happy because you haven't manifested this. You are not ascending because you are aging, feeling the pains and aches. You are not ascending because you don't have a community, because you don't have a business, because you don't have that money, because you don't have that beloved by your side. I'm ascending anyway. Why? Because I'm happy. I'm happy. This is how I have decided to live my life. Since the Arcturians have been present in my life, they have really helped me recalibrate around that. This is the work that we do, that we facilitate in all our containers. So we're going to go deep in that as we work through the Golden Phoenix starting in October. You'll be invited to join that. Is to unapologetically reinvent ourselves so we can be divine revolutionaries just the way we want, just the way we vibrate, just how we want to feel, no matter what. When we can channel our own heart, when we can channel our own essence, we never feel we are lacking anything. You know, the more I tap into the world of channeling my own heart and my own soul, I don't really mind at all being single. I don't feel lonely. My bank account does not reflect the place I thought I would be now, you know, doing the work I do. I do not feel that triggered at all. I do not feel like inappropriate. I do not feel like anything. I'm just like, poof, whatever. I feel just the connection to my soul, and the soul is so happy. The soul is so happy to be on this planet. So sometimes and very often, actually, I am happy. I wake up happy for no reason. No other reason that I'm just happy. But I walk down the street and I feel so alive. And the sky is gray, it's raining, it's cold. You know, and the kids this, and society that, and business doing this a little bit, and things going there, and still no man in sight. It's like, I feel happy, I cannot help it. I'm like, yay, listening to my music, you know. And I'm just happy in the moment for no other reason. This comes with the ability that I have, that I cultivate every single day, to connect to my heart, to my soul. And this is how I know that my vibrational point is very high frequency. It is very high frequency. So patience is power. Things will come if they come. If I need to stay single in this financial position, in New Zealand, in the dark, gray, long winter for the rest of my life, so be it. Sophia has a greater plan. God has a greater plan for me. And I surrender completely to that. So my desires are placed here as incentive of movement forward. But eventually, if none of it is going to happen, good. Good. It doesn't mean anything about me. It doesn't mean that I'm not a spiritual teacher. It doesn't mean that I am not powerful. It doesn't mean that I'm not good at manifesting. It doesn't mean anything. So release the meaning that you give about manifestation, quantum leaping, as being a reflection of your worth. Your worth is what you give yourself credit for. Okay, so like, you feel your worth when you know your own divinity. You know how worthy you are, and it's not even a question anymore. Of course, I'm worthy of all of these things. It is beyond that. Am I to experience it? God knows. I do not need to know. So I am just patient. If God does not want me to experience these things through me, God will experience that through other people. Because I am a fractal of God. So God is experiencing something unique through me. So if God wants to experience divine union, abundance, successful multi-million dollar business with millions of souls there, if God wants to express all of that through me, I am ready for that. I can shift to that level of embodiment. Yes, bring it on. Makes me excited. But if God wants to express, do things through other being, which is he's already doing, by the way, and not through me, that's fine. I release the need for being that, for being that expression of God. I am an expression of God that I am discovering every day. And if God wants me to have just a small, simple life in New Zealand, never any of these things, who am I to judge God's will? No one. I am no one and I am everyone. I am just perfect the way I am. And if God just wants to express itself through the continuous revolutionary joy that I feel every single day for being alive on one of the most beautiful planets in the universe, then that I can be now. That I am. And I feel emotional when I say this because I feel that it is shifting something inside of me to channel this for you. Isn't it the ultimate quantum leap, the ultimate magnetic desire, the ultimate fulfillment? If we were to place our desires into feeling joy every day, with every breath that we take, feeling joy, feeling appreciation, but also feeling the human feelings that are unpleasant, but we feel them with grace. We feel them with compassion. Thank you everyone for watching the replay. The Golden Phoenix starting at the beginning of October, which is a revolutionary way to work with accessing a higher identity, which allows us to really merge with a higher reality, quantum leap into a higher reality. Learning how to co-create with the Golden Phoenix is life-changing. It is the second edition. Last year, we had the first edition, and it's going to run for 7 years in a row as guided by my High Council. Thank you so much, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together, we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.